Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Quad Cities Business Beat. I am your host, Lynette Hoyt. I am an independent ambassador for Plexus Worldwide, who sponsors this show. We have a great guest today. When you listen to Andrea, you'll completely understand their vision for chiropractic care here in the Quad Cities. And I am also joined by San Martin.
That's me.
Prescott Night Out.
Hello.
Local famous San Martin.
Local famous voice.
Celebrity.
Local famous voice.
Which, by the way, I saw that your post, you're going to be the MC for Miss Yavapai.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats.
Cool. Yeah.
Congrats. I'm hoping to go.
I actually had to offer myself for this.
That's all right.
I'd be like, hey, let me try this
out. They probably just didn't realize what a good choice they
were. Yeah, I don't know. I've never really honestly done anything like this, so I'm going to wing the whole thing. You guys should show up.
I really want to go. I do.
Yeah.
You guys should.
I'll show up and help.
There we go.
I'm just going
to help. I'm like, you don't even know how to pronounce that. I'd be like, you are right.
That is not how you say my last name, Mr. Sam.
I know. Hopefully we don't get nobody with some weird names. I was like, can I
You'll
call
get
you?
The list ahead of time.
Yeah, I'm going to have to practice all that.
And then we're also joined by my husband extraordinaire. It's not hair today. What are you? Are you bleeding blue today with your LA face. Dodger hat?
Hat face?
Half a face.
Half a face, yeah, because he's only kind of right there.
Mr. Wilson.
No, I thought that was on the other TV show.
Home Improvement.
That was on
Dennis the Menace.
Oh.
Mr. Wilson!
That's right.
Well, Mr. Wilson, but Wilson was also the neighbor behind the fence.
That's right. They never showed his face.
Yeah.
Great show.
So that's how they kept it away from the whole little, you can't call him Mr. Wilson, we'll just call him Wilson. 25%. Wilson. That's all you need to change it.
And we are here by Andrea Boland.
Hey.
The real
I'm glad
reason.
To be here.
I know. I'm
Thanks
excited to
me.
Have you.
It's fun.
The
it's
real fun. Reason why we're here.
Yeah, it's the real reason. It's not the other reason.
And Sadie.
And Sadie. I'm Sadie Boland.
Would you like to say hello?
Can you say hi?
She's like, no, sorry. Not today.
She's like, no.
To.
I'm just here for PR, people. I'm just here to look cute.
She's saving her her sales techniques to the real people that deserve this.
Andrea, so why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us who you're with.
Hey, yeah. Well, I'm Andrea Boland. My husband, Dr. Robert Boland, and I own Cornerstone Family Chiropractic. We've been here for about 4 years, 4.5 years. Prescottonians for almost 5 years. It's pretty amazing. I'm so excited to be here in this town. I love it.
I know.
Yeah.
I think the more you're here, the more you love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you talking about the office here, or are you talking about
Prescott? Yeah. I mean, if I could spend 24/7, I'd love to be in this.
I feel like we're hanging out here.
Prescott area.
Prescott.
Okay. Prescott area. So,
glad to be here.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been in business? What brought you to Prescott? Give us the dirt.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's an amazing story. Originally, we thought we were going to be practicing in Phoenix because that's where Robert and I were both from. And as we returned from Palmer, we actually did a preceptorship in Colorado. And long story short, I'll tell you, we moved there with a 2-week-old, which was Wyatt here in the background. And
he's busy doing work.
Yeah.
Starting early.
He's our marketing department. But it was pretty amazing, to tell you the truth. We moved from Colorado to Phoenix, and it was every door just kind of shut in our face when we tried to open up in Phoenix. It just wasn't working. Mm-hmm. We really just prayed about it and said, hey, you know what? Where we're supposed to be, let's just listen. And it comes to pass that we had a friend that lived up here. We came to visit her for the weekend. And I was driving down Highway 69, and I grabbed my husband's arm, and I said, we're supposed to be here. This is where we're supposed to be. And it's really cool. We kind of prayed for about 5 different things. We wanted to be, you know, really on a busy road. And we ended up being on Highway 69. We wanted to be close to a McDonald's because they have a great marketing plan. And so we knew that where McDonald's were is probably a pretty popular area.
That's actually really smart.
It was pretty neat.
Follow the arches, right?
It was pretty amazing, and just everything just kind of opened up for us. We ended up over on Highway 69. A lot of people know us as the Old Candle Factory, or also I think it was a bar at one time.
Oh, I remember it as Armadillo.
Armadillo Wax Factory.
When Armadillo was originally there.
You know, when we used to drive by that spot, it was so smelly pretty.
Oh, yeah. It still smells. It has that candle fragrance. Yeah. It's amazing.
Really?
Yeah, when they were actually making the candles, you drive by and you're just like, dude, this is a perfect spot for this.
You, can smell
you drive into Prescott and you smell it.
It's the haunting of Candles Pass.
It's the haunting of Candles Pass.
So, yeah.
I don't think it's a haunting. I think it's like a... I don't know. I don't know. I thought it was perfect for a press kit because you just drive right in and it smells good. You drive into Tucson, it doesn't smell so good.
No.
It does not smell like that.
Sorry, Tucson, if you're watching.
No, Tucson already knows this.
Oh, okay.
For some reason, they agreed to go ahead and have this smell there.
Missoula, Montana is the same way. You come over the hill and you go, well, I guess we're in Missoula.
That's funny. Yeah.
Greeley,
I'm glad
Colorado.
We bring good smells.
I know.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, where else have you been that doesn't smell good? I'll be like, this is not a good thing, man. I'm never traveling again.
Oh my gosh. So yeah. Gosh. Okay, yeah. So what made you and Dr. Robert get into chiropractic care and specifically neurologically based services that you provide? Because you are different than a lot of chiropractors in that area.
Yeah, definitely. That's a great question. So I was a assistant vice president of finance for like 15 years. I worked in banking, and I completely left my career because not only did my husband propose to me and I moved to Iowa, but I kept seeing all of these amazing testimonies of health. I saw women who were declared infertile becoming pregnant, and people that had had chronic migraines for years of their lives completely freeing up from that. I've seen amazing testimonies along the way, but really that's what, I don't even know if the word persuaded is the right word, but that is what encouraged me to develop my education in chiropractic. Neurologically focused chiropractic is a lot different. We don't just focus on pain management. So when people come in and they're in a lot of pain, we know that sometimes that symptom's been developing over a long period of time. And what it takes is for true correction is for us to get in there and through time and repetition, get that knocked out and maintain it so that it doesn't continue to come back. And that's really, I mean, we've seen amazing testimonies. It's really cool. You know, people have been living with things for years. You know, we have a practice member that's in our practice, and he was in a car accident. He lost his peripheral vision and the color in his vision. It's coming back.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, and it's nothing. That? It's incredible. Our bodies were designed to do amazing things.
Can it make me rich? I'm like, if you give me a back crack, is it going to freaking make me? I mean, because I'm in need right now.
There's an adjustment for that. No, I'm just kidding. I will tell you.
That would be cool. You'd be like the $1 million stretch. I mean, let's roll with this. Sorry.
I can't guarantee, but I'll tell you.
I was like, we're looking for miracles here. I'm going to ask for one.
Well, based on a personal story, our son at 4 months old was diagnosed with infantile spasms. Mm-hmm. And through the grace of God, we were able to get into Phoenix Children's like right away. And we talked to our neurologist down there about chiropractic care, and he said, you know what, give it a shot. So he was being treated through Phoenix Children's, and he was being treated through you guys. Mm-hmm. And he was a patient of yours for over a year, and mm-hmm. he is, knock on wood, thank you, Lord, mm-hmm. he has not had any sort of spasm since. So
that's such awesome. A blessing.
Yeah.
I've heard a couple things. Yeah. I'm so sorry. I've heard of a couple things from your chiropractor, actually, about some like radical changes and stuff. So that is mm-hmm. pretty cool. That was a new mm-hmm. one as far as me hearing that.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool. I'll tell you, it's really neat to know because we don't diagnose, treat, or cure anything. What we do is we remove nerve pressure from the body to allow the brain to communicate with the body and allows it to do what it was designed to do. And that's really neat. I mean, that's a really cool thing because no chiropractor should ever take credit for diagnosing, curing, or, curing. I think it's really a cool thing to see what our bodies were designed to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So what does make you a little different than everybody else? And what is your practice philosophy?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great question too. You know, again, a lot of people will go see chiropractors a lot of times when they're like in a car accident and they get hurt. Sure. You know, and that's unfortunately, as a society, we're kind of programmed to wait until things happen to deal with them. So as a more of a preventative mindset, what we do is we want to identify what's going on. We use some pretty sophisticated technology in our office to identify and show people what's going on mm-hmm. so that they can make the most informed decision about how to move forward. And so when they do that, it allows their bodies to really heal, you know, naturally from the inside out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Kind of like plexus.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing, right?
It's amazing when there's stuff out there that will help you. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, mm-hmm. walking through this world for so many years, you're basically kind of like, you know, fighting, what do they call that stuff?
Stress.
Gravity.
Yeah. Too, we put a lot of pressure on our bodies throughout our lives.
It feels it. I could feel it. You know, I'm at 41 years old and I'm like, well, mm-hmm. I mean, I've always got sore from working out.
Yep.
And I've always got sore, but I never got sore for just hanging out. I'm just like, what
should
is
that be
this?
A hashtag?
Yeah.
Your new hashtag for the show.
It's like when you're young, you fall really hard, but when you're old, you sneeze really hard. Yeah. Things go out.
And things are not going to be going good.
Yeah.
So, it's, oh my God. I just put a rib out from laughing so hard. So I mean, these are things that need to, you know, help out for your body in general.
Yeah.
What can you say to people that are actually getting to that age to help out with normal stuff like stretches? Like,
yeah.
I mean, is there something that you can do that will help out, or do we have to go to you?
Definitely.
Of course you have to go to us.
Of course.
In order for you to hear that, you got to go to.
Andrew.
You know what?
Dr. Robert.
Sorry. No, it's okay. That's a good question. So, I mean, it's really important to know that life is movement. We got to keep moving. We got to keep going. If we're not doing that, we're just getting worse and worse in our physical stature. So it's important to keep moving. Definitely stretches are great. We know from science that nothing addresses vertebral subluxation except for very specific scientific chiropractic care.
Can we get that word today?
Can you go ahead and bring that to my terms, my layman's terms, please?
Misalignment. Nothing corrects a misalignment.
What did you call it? Let's try that out.
Subluxation.
It's called a vertebral subluxation. It's when one or more bones move out.
Subluxation.
No, that's not the full word.
Vertebral.
That's the part I can say.
Verbal.
Okay, fine.
Verbal.
Fine. Be like that.
Vertebral.
Fine. We'll go ahead and go with that one. So layman's terms was, what was it?
Vertebral subluxation.
Vertebral.
This is vertebral.
This is me trying to listen to my grandma. This is like me trying to talk to my grandma and her trying to explain to me what the word is, or actually how to pronounce the word. I'd be like, yeah, you win.
No, I'm telling you, it's kind of hard for people to say. I totally agree with you. But you can just say misalignment. It's a big fancy word for misalignment.
That's a good word.
All right. Well,
fancy words all day long. I'm going for it.
Vertebral subluxation.
I might just make up my own words.
Subluxation.
She's like, enough already.
Could that be like a song?
Yes.
We should do a.
You could.
We should do a jingle for you.
You could.
Oh my gosh.
We gotta have a beat though.
You did, dude. I don't think.
I
you
think
can
we
do
should
it.
Have like a.
You can't say the word, so how are you gonna beat?
I know. That's why we're like sub 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 sub. And we'll just do like the first syllables.
I know.
Okay, we're definitely gonna have an issue.
I'm sorry, my husband's calling in, so I don't know. I think he doesn't know I'm on live on a podcast.
You're like, hey, how you doing?
I just wanted to make sure it wasn't an emergency.
You know, this is what it's all about. I mean, you know, I didn't get the memo, so I didn't have the Cornerstone shirt given to me.
I know. I've got one waiting for you at the office.
I'm obviously going to have to.
And they're awesome shirts, by the way. I'm just saying.
No, actually, you know what? Robert's probably calling in. It's because he's probably watching the live right now, and you said the word crack.
Oh, that could be right.
Oh, yeah.
The back of our shirt.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah. So we don't crack. Yeah.
So,
you want to read the back of the shirt?
Let's see.
I'll let you read it on the screen. It's backwards on there, so they're like, blah, blah, blah.
Either way, it's one reason I actually do like the shirt, and it's kind of an ongoing joke between Dr. Robert and I.
Let me read it out loud.
Okay.
Okay, so you can drink a pop, you can crack eggs, you can crunch numbers, you can fix your car, you can give a dog a treat, but at Cornerstone Family Chiropractor, we adjust.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Now, how long did it take for you guys to get that?
You know what? People come into our office all the time, and they're seriously like, hey, can you give me a good crack or a good, you know, pop?
You're like, yeah, we don't do that here.
I'm like, I can adjust you. Well, I can adjust you. My husband can adjust you. Just very specific. So.
It's almost like a rap song. We could do this jingle. We're going to have to find a fine tuner to kind of put the words down. I mean, to beat down. We're going to do it, and we're going to send it to you.
That's what you should do after every podcast is do a jingle for everybody.
That would be a money maker. That's how you can make your millions.
Oh, it might not be an adjustment. I can't shake my money maker, so we're going to have to sing my money maker out of this.
Okay, so we talked about you don't crack, you adjust. What ages do you work on? Because I know you worked on Harlan at 4 months old. So what is the youngest? What is your oldest?
So the coolest thing is that we have an additional focus on pregnant moms and babies. So we're really starting those adjustments when they're in utero. So we love to take care of pregnant mommies. And then also when babies are born, we love it when they come to us as their first stop on the way home from the hospital or the birthing center. It's really important for us to really help with that misalignment process. Because when a baby is born, usually they will turn the head and pull out. And then they've been cranking that head around, and the first thing they do when they hand the baby to you is they say, hey, support the neck and head. Right?
And you're like, wait, you just pull it out.
Yeah. And it's not for any lack of, you know, or bad practice or anything like that. It's basically just for the fact that they got to get that baby out quickly, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's pretty cool to actually see where those misalignments are happening. And again, that technology we were talking about, we can actually see that as we run up the baby's back. And then my husband practices the Gonstead technique, so he can actually run the nervoscope down the back on every adjustment that we do for those babies. And it basically allows us to understand where that nerve pressure is present. So we see, to answer your question, day one. We can adjust as early as day one. When we get babies under care on day one, it allows them to grow up and really help them stave off things that happen, such as, you know, sicknesses. They have a lot less missed school days. They have a lot of just comfort overall. They start playing sports, you know, and they get banged up, but we keep them in proper alignment so they can stay at their best possible maximum focus, you know, when they're doing all the things that they need to do.
Good. So, pretty intense.
It's pretty amazing. It's
any kid right now that's listening is like, I don't want that. I need my sick days.
No, they do. Oh, that's true. With sick days. That's true. Yeah. I was like, my kids jump right on the table. They're like, I need to get adjusted.
That's so funny.
So, no, that's true. Yeah. Maybe they'll play that card when they're older.
Yeah, right.
No, I got this. I got this cover. We're going to adjust you right now.
Okay, so someone
in my ways of adjustment.
Someone who's never been you, what is the process when they come in and say, you know what, I really want to learn about what you do? What is the process for a new client member?
Yeah, that's new practice member. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. So it's really important, I think, and, you know, given my testimony, I just went into chiropractic blindly. So I didn't do any research before I went to the first chiropractor that I went to. So ultimately, I think it's really good to jump on our website, see what we do, make sure that you're comfortable, you know, with understanding what goes on. But ultimately, when you come in, education is our complete focus. We want to make sure that you are educated on what's going to happen, what's going on, and then ultimately, you know, again, making the best decision for your health and your family. So we'll walk you through each phase of the process. We'll give you a tour of our facility. We do the neurological and muscular evaluations as part of your first day process with us. We always take x-rays unless you're pregnant because we have to know how to adjust. The most important thing about x-rays is showing us how to adjust your spine. We know where, but we need to know how and where that rotation is to get true correction.
Awesome.
So, yeah. And then basically you come back and we'll do a new practice member orientation for you. Make sure that you have all your questions answered, your x-rays fully analyzed with the doctor. And we have specific care plan recommendations built out for all of our practice members because all of our spines are different.
Right.
It should never be a one size fits all.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
How can we help you as a local business?
Oh, man. You know, honestly,
you're everywhere. They go to vendor events. They're everywhere. But how else can we help you?
You know, I think honestly, just knowing what we do is the best possible way to help people. A lot of times people will just be coming in looking for like a one-off adjustment. We want to help people and we want to make sure that we get them out of pain, but we're not focused as much on pain. We're focused on function. So when we can make sure that a person is functioning properly, the pain goes away.
Yay.
And so that's what we want to see. And that's really the biggest misconception between different chiropractors and making sure that we're not just addressing the pain, we're addressing the overall function.
Okay. So, do you take insurance, cash pay? What are your plans?
Yeah, we're in network with almost every major provider, insurance provider. That's good to know. And we do discounted cash plans.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
One thing keeps on popping up in my head.
Oh, boy.
Popping up. No pun intended. So I was sitting there watching YouTube because I'm a YouTube freak. I can't watch a full on, like, you know, TV show. I'm just not that guy.
But you can watch 3 hours of YouTube?
I can watch 3 hours of YouTube just like that.
Yeah.
But there was one where there's this Asian chiropractic guy.
I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Okay, so this guy would be walking around, I mean, like, sitting there, and then all of a sudden he'd be like, I don't even know what they're saying because it's obviously, you know, in a different language, but I swear to you, man, this guy is just like,
oh, with the hammer, like, even
like,
right.
Well, I don't even know. I haven't seen the hammer come out, but this is like a guy just walks on the street and he's just like, boop, adjust. And this guy's like, oh, my hand is way better.
Really?
Yeah. It's crazy. I enjoy that stuff. So anybody that has the ability to pop a bone and just like, just like
get you back in alignment.
One time I did that before. Somebody pulled my neck. I was like, "What are you trying to kill me?" Oh yeah, it was so scary. I haven't been back.
Yeah,
that was like 10 years ago.
That's the importance between generic chiropractic and very specifically focused chiropractic. So I get you.
Yeah,
I get you.
Yeah, I really did get scared because in all reality, I don't really have a neck. so it's almost like shoulders
and head. And
I actually had to cut my hairline up so I have a little bit of just to show you guys my issues in life. So I'm just like, how are you going to crack my neck? I don't got one.
We'll find it.
It's sitting in there somewhere. It's not as cool as the other one, that's for sure. Everybody asks you.
You just gotta stretch. Yeah, stretching feels good.
Yeah.
Takes the pressure off temporarily.
Put your tongue at the roof
when you take pictures.
No, to lift yourself up.
No, it pulls up when you take pictures. Well, you guys have beards. No. It doesn't matter.
I'm waiting for my husband to make an adjustment to where I don't have as many chins. You know.
I were like, does that work out?
How's that working for you? What else do you want us to know?
Oh,
or that
man.
We may not know about.
Well, I'll tell you, it's our heart. This is our ministry to people, you know. It's really kind of cool to see how our lives have changed based upon the blessing we've had to serve different people and help them get through their health concerns. So really, I mean, the thing you need to know about us is that if you are struggling with a health condition, really any health condition, we want to see what we can do to help you avoid any unnecessary medications or surgeries. And if we can do that, it helps you not only save money in the future, but keeps you healthy and proactive to be feeling as good as you are now when you're 95 years old. You know, and really that's the goal. I mean, we have a 95-year-old under care. This was taboo during this time, but he was adjusted since birth. You know, that's back when chiropractic was kind of looked at as quackery.
The voodoo. Voodoo.
Yeah, exactly.
Quackery
voodoo.
Quackery.
I think we need to use that more often. Hashtag quackery right here.
People just didn't believe it. But I'm telling you guys, he's out on the tennis court playing tennis, and he's got the spine of a 25-year-old. You know, he'll take a tumble every once in a while. He'll come in and get adjusted, and then he's back to his life. And really, I mean, this guy, he's going to live a very long and healthy life because he is, you know,
How old did you say he was?
95.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd be like, dude, he's already there.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you're like, he has 95 more years because of us.
Yeah. Probably.
It's incredible. Well, and it's just,
Fountain of Youth.
Chiropractic is amazing.
Fountain of Youth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We love what you do for the community. Amazing. I mean, you really do a lot for the community.
Thanks.
And,
yeah.
Like I said, it affected us personally. So,
with what you just brought up as far as doing stuff for the community monthly,
mm-hmm.
every month you have either going with whatever month actually is nationwide as a mm-hmm. charity mm-hmm. or just one that, you know, you guys mm-hmm. believe in. I know for Christmas it was Toys mm-hmm. for Tots.
Mm-hmm. CPC.
I know there's like babies and food drives and stuff
They're
like
always
that. So,
raising.
You know,
collecting for a charity or nonprofit every month that's different, right?
Pretty much. Yeah. We try not to overload our practice members, but I'll tell you that this community is a giving community.
Yes.
And every single time we have a focus, our practice members come to the table. So we were able to collect over 5,000 items last July for our troops for our homeless vets. And it was really neat. We worked with Jen Ashcraft,
mm-hmm.
and she was amazing in helping us deliver those items and get that all set up.
Oh, that's fantastic.
But it's pretty cool to see what we can do when we come together as a community.
We really are a giving community.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
I like this community. I've been here all my life.
Oh,
so every
cool.
time somebody comes in here from mm-hmm. a different state or whatever, it's the same almost concept.
He tells them, get out.
I haven't done that. I've only done that a few times. We'll talk about that one. But the thing that is, like, seriously, every person that walks in here is just like, this is where we're supposed mm-hmm. to be. Like, they don't have a different story. And they're like, we traveled all over, but Prescott was the spot. This is our spot.
They could have picked anywhere in the United States.
Anywhere in the world.
They picked Prescott.
Anywhere in the world. And so we have like these options in life, but everybody that's been sitting in that seat right there,
mm-hmm.
they've had the same thing. Yep. And I really do believe that you mm-hmm. serving the community is a pretty big deal.
It's a big
and to
deal.
Get back
it's
is
the
a
most.
Huge deal.
Yeah. It's the most important thing because without community, we don't have anything.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We don't pull together. We start losing where we're going and our vision. And really, that's our whole goal in what we do is to help people get back to their optimal lifestyle so that they can get back to work. I mean, seeing people who have been out of work because they've been disabled from some traumatic event in their life. We have a couple of those cases that are going on right now. They're now, they just found jobs. They're getting back to work. That is a major That's component
huge.
Of our
yeah,
community.
That is huge.
And to be able to do that naturally without them having to go spend thousands of dollars on medications or surgeries, yep. we want to do it.
And to get to the yeah. root of the issue and not just a Band-Aid.
100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So where are you located? What's your phone number? What's your social media? How do yeah. I get a hold of you? Where are you? Where are you?
I love that. Yeah.
Do you like long walks on the beach?
We want to know it all right now.
Well, guacamole is my favorite food. No, I'm just kidding. So I'll tell you, we're located at
guacamole. Is that a fruit or is that a vegetable?
Hey, it's the question of ages. We
is
don't
strawberry
know that.
A berry?
Yeah.
I heard it wasn't because the seeds are on the outside.
Oh.
Not on the inside.
That's very technical, though.
I know. I do that Google. All the time when it comes to this type of question. I'm like, why is that a fruit? It doesn't taste like it, like tomatoes. It's not
it's a
fruit.
It's a fruit. No, it's not. To me, it's not a fruit.
It's a vegetable to That's me. But they classify
it's a nightshade. It's poisonous.
That's the most, like...
Zach and I are very
Benjamin Franklin thought that.
That's so. A bland taste of fruit.
I remember
that's,
that.
It's the reason why I wouldn't ever like eat it like an apple.
What, a tomato?
Yeah. Oh, I'm like, gosh. I can't eat that
people
like an
say,
apple.
No. People say if it's right from the garden, they're amazing, but no.
Mm. I'm a big tomato fan. Sorry, I can't resonate.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We could go
Where
off
are you
on
located? Okay. Where are you located? How do we get to you? How do we make business to you, Andrea?
Don't let us interrupt you, first of all.
That's, no, that's kind of okay. how this. Remember how I said it was a conversation? Yeah.
Yeah. That's no, that's good. I'm a very real person. I don't like structures.
You are. You're very real yeah. people.
I could
very
have
real
taken people. You off the subject 10 times already. I'm like, oh, you know, we should talk about this right now. And here we go. See?
No, it's totally fine. So we're located at 2225 East Highway 69. Mm-hmm. And that's right off of Route 69. Or Route 69, however you say it.
Route.
We are right next door to Audio Plus. A lot of people know us, but we're directly across the street from U-Haul in Prescott.
Oh, in Prescott, yeah.
So our number is 928. Yeah, 237-9477. And if you are interested in coming to see us, we'd love to be able to serve you when the time is right for you.
And you are on social media.
Yeah, we are on Facebook and Instagram. We have yet to do a Twitter. I don't know about Twitter, but
just one more thing.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, definitely follow us on that if you could. You'll see lots of testimonies, lots of research articles. We're passionate about informing people about what can happen. So again, they can make the most informed decisions.
And you will always usually see Sadie and Wyatt there.
And Patches.
And Patches. Patches the puppy.
I think you should have the marketing team.
Yeah. That'd be chaos.
You know what? This is all really real right here.
I'm telling you, this is our life.
Think,
this is our life. People with
followers.
Kids.
Yeah. You might have some followers.
This is how we roll.
We're family yeah. oriented communities.
Absolutely.
So, and emphasize yeah. the unity and community. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's Absolutely. Right. I like that. I've not heard that before. That's great.
Unity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah, you got to capitalize that U, okay?
Oh my gosh. Anything you want to share? Anything else you want to add?
Oh, no. Just thank you
Can
for
you
letting me.
Can you say hi, Wyatt?
No, say hi. No.
Can you wave over there and wave
to the camera? This is my little guy, Wyatt.
This is Wyatt.
This is actually part of my chiropractic testimony because I was told that it was going to be very hard for me to have babies. And after being under care for about 3 months, we got pregnant with Wyatt. So, and then...
You will hear that story until the day you die,
yes,
my friend.
You will. And then Sadie...
And he doesn't care today. He's like, whatever.
Sadie was actually born at our office. So we have a very emotional connection to that office. She was born there and... It
wait,
was
had, wait.
On purpose. Okay. On purpose.
I was like, how do we go ahead and talk about
this? How do we do that?
I know. She's a sweet girl. Both of them were adjusted. Wyatt was adjusted about 12 hours after his birth, and she was adjusted about 8 minutes after her birth. So it was a beautiful, beautiful testimony of health.
Is that a world record?
I'm a world record of what? This. Adjustment times?
How long you were alive
before you got adjusted?
Before you had a chiropractic.
Before you had your first chiropractic.
I was 33 adjustment. Years old. I'm almost 40.
So you know, let's see. Is there anybody under 8 minutes? You know,
probably.
Does Sadie have the yeah. record?
Like the know? Like the, like the fastest knockout in like MMA history.
Yeah, right.
This is the fastest chiropractic scenario.
Just the
waiting.
Doctor that's
just
the,
waiting.
You know,
the, catcher.
The nurse that's the catcher or something is also chiropractic.
Oh my gosh.
We're gonna we're going to have to get your husband a trophy with the catcher's mitt. And the catcher's mitt's going to...
Hey, you know what?
We're ready for your child.
I had her standing up, so he almost practically did catch. Oh, you want to say hello?
Oh, can you want to say hi?
No.
Oh, hello. Bless your heart.
Oh, oh, sweet. Oh, good job.
Good job.
Very first podcast, y'all.
Can you wave? Oh, yay, with both hands. All right.
We'll screenshot that one.
She is a star.
You guys, we want to thank you so much for being here.
So, here you go.
This is what you use when you do that.
Got it. Good girl.
And it's politically correct if you put your finger in the napkin and then do it.
Oh my gosh. You know, these things happen only at the most crucial moments.
Of course. Yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah.
It'll be on internet forever. I know. Her entire life.
We do not erase any of this.
That's okay. That's okay.
We're okay with
you. You were not. Forget having a job doing anything worthwhile now just because you picked your nose.
It'll be a YouTube sensation. It'll have 50 million views.
Oh my gosh, this is going to be a great one. I like this one.
This is life. This is our life.
That's right.
It's a life great life. It keeps us entertained, and I swear, I've been watching them this the whole time.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm going to go give me a candy, and then she's like looking to her brother so that she doesn't get in trouble with it. She's like, you want one? He's like, no.
No, because Lynn told me only one.
And Lynn's over there saying, yes, one. And then she was like, all right, cool. And then she comes over here and eats, and he walks up, and he was just like, dude, where's my candy? And so he walks over there and grabs himself a candy. I watched all this right now.
You can see it. They're taking advantage because my back is turned to
exactly.
Them. Exactly.
Little sneakies.
We have Auntie Lynn back there taking care of stuff.
Absolutely.
Oh,
great
man.
Time. Yeah, it was first time with you know, our sales team involved today.
Yeah, sales little marketing
good
sales
job.
Team.
Yep. Tell marketing. We'll have you guys on almost every podcast.
Oh my gosh. So excited. Hey, thank you guys so much for having us.
Thank you for being here.
We're very excited to be a part of this.
Yeah, it's a fun show, and we just want to get the name out there for local businesses in the Quad City area.
I love that. Thank you for caring for us.
Absolutely.
Yep, that's the whole point of Prescott E-News is to inform everybody with everything that is going around here.
Yep.
The point of her whole podcast is to go ahead and get in front of all the business owners that nobody really knows about.
Yeah.
They just know about your business. They don't know who you are, why you did it.
Yep.
So I really do appreciate me being a part of this. Thanks, Lynette.
Aww. Well, I have a fun time every week getting on here and meeting people.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
What a great way to reach out.
Exactly.
I still think last week might have been the most enjoyable.
Only because there was food sitting everywhere.
There was smoked tri-tip. Yeah,
there was some good food here.
This has probably been the most entertaining so far.
I'm in on all of it as long as, you know, the smiles go and the information gets out there.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So go check out Cornerstone Family Chiropractic on Highway 69.
Yep.
Yeah, we'd love to see you when the time is right for you guys. Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Andrea, for being our guest.
Thanks, Lynette.
This was the Quad Cities Business Beat, brought to you by me, the sponsor. I'm an independent ambassador for Plexus Worldwide.
Boom.
Bye, everybody.
Boom. Bye.
Bye, y'all. Bye, y'all. And it's still going to be live.